I have a conversation with someone and they're like, oh, they're not really a real cosplayer because they're not making their things, I have to take pause and gather my thoughts and be like, okay, you're going to do a learn today. They, them's the rules. Why do you think that way?
Who hurt you?
Who hurt you?
Yeah.
What did your therapist say when you told him that?
You.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. We're here on this podcast. We get a little bit Delulu. Join us in the canoe. We're going to go on a ride today, not only with me, Dare Taylor, or you can call me Dare Bear, but my lovely, wonderful, spontaneously talented co-host slash producer, Cosmo from The Cosmo Show.
What up?
Cosmo, how are you doing today?
I'm doing groovy as always. How are you?
Ooh, groovy. I feel a little bit ready to learn today. I'm ready to be a little educated today. Are you?
Always, always. I'm ready to be educated, but also to learn the Delulu for today.
Learning the Delulu of the day.
Yeah.
Aw. Well, joining us in our Delulu canoe is my good friend, my lovely makeup assistant, and I guess personal life assistant. And just a very talented person, Miss Chrissy Lynn!
Woo!
Woo! Audience claps, applause.
I'm doing the ASL.
How are you doing today, Chrissy?
I'm good. I love the personal life assistant. I was like, cool, we're going to check on that and see what that job description is real quick. No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm pretty good.
I feel like it's so hard to summarize what you do because I feel like you wear so many hats in the best way.
It's very true. That's what I've heard over the years.
Like
people
I tried
still
to write
don't
up
know what I do.
Oh, they don't know.
Some people, makeup artist, cosplayer, you know, content creator, stylist, wardrobe, costuming, producer, hair,
house
makeup,
decor.
Yeah, interior decorator. Sometimes I get life coach and I'm like, yeah, I'm not really certified for that necessarily, but I've looked into it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Ooh. Cat sitter, you know?
Oh, yeah. So many lovely things. Like it's so hard to like describe and write up an intro for people. At least I feel like when I know them personally, because it's like, gosh, how do you just like make them presentable to everybody else? Or how do you come up with like a title for them? Because all my friends do like 85 different things, which is so great.
I mean, I say with the same thing about you. I'm like, oh yeah, actress and content creator and cosplayer, you know, Dare Taylor.
Just a lot.
And it depends on who I'm talking to. Like for the context of the conversation, like if I'm talking to someone in the film industry, actor is the first thing I always say for you.
I love that.
Yeah.
What is the saying we always say? Like, say your friend's name in a room of opportunities.
Yeah, yeah. Be
I
the person
that.
Who says your friend's name in a room full of opportunities.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. It's really good. It's a really
it
good.
It is.
Cool. I put that on a mug.
You know, I was just thinking that that's like a great, either a mug or like a t-shirt kind of thing that you can wear around and just be like,
Yeah.
But aside from coming up with like what to label you as on this podcast, everybody that comes in the canoe has something that lately or maybe in their life has made them feel a little Delulu. I think the media lately has turned Delulu into like such a positive thing. And on this show, I was wondering, is there something that has been on your mind? Is your Roman Empire makes you feel like a little bit Delulu in the best way?
I will have to say, when you mentioned Roman Empire, I've been hearing that go around everywhere, and maybe my history is just not, what does that mean? But what does it mean to you?
So
I keep hearing it.
Yes.
If we're talking about current topics that are all over the internet about the government or whatever industry, it's all, what's your Roman Empire look like this year? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a trend on TikTok where you can ask any male, ooh, we should ask. We gotta ask
any male.
This.
Any male.
Any male. You just ask them, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? I'm curious, Cosmo.
I don't.
You don't.
I
okay.
Don't.
See.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So women on TikTok have just been like, okay, I'm gonna ask him. I'm gonna do the Roman Empire trend, and they'll ask their boyfriend, their partner, their best friend, and they all have like a very similar answer where it's like last week or like. Today. I thought about it today.
That's a thing.
It's something that like runs in the mind of men for some reason. It is like rent free in their brain. So now when you want to talk about something that is someone's Roman Empire, it's like, what is a thing that you constantly perpetually are thinking about?
Hmm. Okay. So it doesn't actually have to do with the Roman Empire. It's right.
It just, I mean, it does because men had thought about it during the day. Why
are you thinking about
it? I mean, I would think.
Why not the Ottoman Empire?
Not like Roman Empire, right?
I don't know.
I would think, I mean, Roman Empire is great and all, but feudal Japan is my thing.
Yeah.
Just to honor the sense of nobility and just really looking the man in the face and just be like, hey, I challenge you to a duel. Let's go. But, you know, but also the beautiful, the artness of it. Yeah. I don't see it in Rome.
I think it also pairs with like the Roman, you can't build Rome in a day sort of saying. So there's something about like the building of it and how was the Roman Empire established is apparently what men think about. Mm. And so, yeah, it's a common term now. Like, what's your Roman Empire?
Maybe this is the wrong time period. My history is really off. But if someone were to ask me that, I'd be like, yeah, Caesar, man, he was killed. Really, it was not a good time. Man, backstabbing. I don't know. I'm like, who is my Caesar?
You know what? If somebody asked me how's my empire, my Roman Empire is, I'd say, I'm just trying to get my Death Star not to be blown up.
I was going
to
say.
I'm related to Star Wars, probably.
Yeah. That's a good empire.
Gosh.
Not a good empire.
I don't even know what mine would be. Probably something to do with Anna Kendrick. I'm a big fan. Like, I think about her a lot. And I'm like, how can I meet her and, like, become her friend? Because I feel like we would be besties.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking, I mean, singer, actress. Like, I guess. Yeah. The correlation is there. Yeah.
We're, like, in the same zone. But anyways, enough about me and my DeLulu. And sorry,
that was my DeLulu. Was like, I'm so DeLulu about like, this Roman Empire thing. I need to catch me up on the lingo.
Yeah. But is there anything other than the Roman Empire that's kind of been on your mind? Makes you go a little, like, the eye twitch starts happening.
The one thing that does make me really DeLulu the last, like, 14 years I've been cosplaying is... cosplay. Yeah.
It's cosplay.
Is the constant... And, like, being, like, BB cosplayer and then into my cosplay empire
that I have...
My developed now where I'm at. I'm just a small little fish in the big pond still.
Whatever.
But
you're so modest.
I think about where I started and where I was and how many times someone were to have told me in the beginning years, even up to maybe 5 or 6 years ago, my place in the cosplay community in terms of my ethnicity and my gender and my size and my shape. So that's cosplay gatekeeping. So cosplay gatekeeping has been a big topic, and it still comes up every once in a while, but the thing is I'm observing it in others and other cosplayers, and I think it sucks. And like we're part of this my age bracket, if you will, my genre,
the ripe age of 32. Yeah,
the ripe age of 32.
Gotcha.
Just thinking about how we're in that mindset of must protect. Like we have to protect the baby cosplayers and the people who are just like starting out and they want to cosplay. They want to be included in the community. They want to be a part of like a beautiful community that can be so amazing and nurtured and gently cared for. Mm. But there's a lot of gatekeepers out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
So hang on. Okay. Back me up. I'm in the canoe and I feel like I got the oar upside down here. So you're telling me that there are people that in the past or currently are basically gatekeeping cosplay because of like who you are and what you look like and what you can and can't cosplay as? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, I don't get it much these days because they're not – some cosplayers, I hate to use the term age out. I have not aged out, thankfully. But there's like different times – like so in the beginning, it was a lot of cosplay started getting its popularity, I want to say about – 10 to 15 years ago when you had like, you know, like Yaya Han was being blown up and then she's been coined the ambassador cosplay and we love Yaya. She's a friend.
Oh, okay.
You know, and there's some other big timers up there who've been doing it for like 30 years, you know, long ass time.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, just for fun, like I was a little, I've always been a rounder person, a little chubbier. And there's different characters you'd want to like cosplay as, but you know, you were made to feel that you couldn't cosplay that character because you didn't have like a size J, you know, like 36F breast or like tiny little waist and, or you're not a blonde, so you can't be Cinderella. You know, you're a brunette. You should be like the brunette characters, your skin's brown, you should be a darker person, you know, or you're black, you're Hispanic, or I'm Hispanic and Latina. And like, So I was always drawn to the brunettes growing up. Like, mm-hmm. Of course. Belle was my princess in Snow White because I love the brunettes. I didn't feel like I related to the blondes and the gingers. But then there's the gender bent wasn't a thing in cosplay for a long time.
Really?
Yeah, there was no Rule 63 until there was Rule 63. And Rule 63 is for every female version of a character is the male version.
Okay.
And worlds expanded all over film and television and comic books to where you can have alternate versions of things. Not because of the cosplayers, but it was, you know, when I did Superboy or Hellboy, mm-hmm. they're like, oh, Hellgirl, Supergirl. I'm like, no. I'm Superboy. I'm Hellboy. I'm not just because I, you know, I've got very feminine qualities about me, and I look like I'm a girl. I didn't wear anything that was like super feminine. I wore exactly what their costumes were.
Interesting. And then when they would like shout out your cosplay, they would automatically gender bend it for you.
They would,
but it wasn't what you were going as.
The pronoun of the character that I was doing, and it's based off of mine, and not knowing that at the time necessarily.
Interesting.
I mean, there was a time I was doing Catwoman in the very beginning. This was like 2010. I started doing her in about like 10 or 11, and I was on a YouTube video for something for a YouTube channel, and all the comments were like, "That's not Catwoman. That's Fat Woman."
That's yes. Stop. Why are people so awful?
They're so mean. They're so awful. Yeah. And then you just get older and you don't really kind of care. In fact, you just. So I use my platform as having a voice to like defend that and to make people feel encouraged to continue to do those cosplays. If you identify as you're a black person, you're a brown person, you're darker skinned, you're part of the BIPOC community. You're indigenous, whatever it is, and you want to be a white character, a white fictional character, right. You should be able to cosplay that character.
Exactly.
And not get slack for it. Like, yeah. And it's just weird that people, like, and I know Cosmo, if I can go back to you, I know you've heard this over the years about characters.
Wait, you know
that,
Cosmo?
You know a little bit. Wait, what? I think we were just on another show. What's that? Cosmo show?
The Cosmo show.
Yeah, like last month or something.
Yeah, check it out, episode 22.
But yeah, I think you can chime in. I'd love your experience.
Let's hear it.
I remember one time I decided to cosplay something else, getting outside of the cosplay community of Star Wars. And Devil May Cry Dante was one of my favorite characters. And some kid comes up to me and says, "Oh, Black Dante. I guess that's kind of cool." I'm like, "Oh, wow." So I was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't. At the time, I was like, maybe I shouldn't show my face when cosplaying. Pick characters that cover my whole face, like Red Hood. Yes. I'm like, I can just wear a helmet. Nobody will know who I am underneath unless you know that I'm cosplaying it. So, well, afterwards, I got over it. I was like, you know what? The hell with you, bro.
You make a good point, though. Like with Power Rangers or Mandalorian, like, anybody who's like fully covered, no one knows. No one says anything. No one cares. But the minute you take something off and people are like, oh. You don't look anything like that character.
You're not like the actor. Yeah.
And the other thing I got tired of is like being suggested black characters. It's like, oh, Heimdall. Yeah. You should totally do Heimdall. And sometimes it's not bad. They're just like, hey, I think you will look great.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what about other characters that are not black?
Interesting.
I'm like, why don't you suggest something like the Punisher or Batman or something like that, you know, or Superman.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, same with like Asian folks too. And I'm like, I do these big cosplay groups and there are times where someone might sneak in the like, oh, we have to make sure we have like
representation.
I'm that person, the representation person. Somebody else is like, oh, let's fill the hole. This character is, you know, they're black or they're Asian. We got to make sure we get a, and I'm like, are you like, we should have that person come in because of whatever. But I also don't want to take away, like if I have a black or Asian or brown friend who wants to come in and be one of the white characters, I'm not going to say no to that.
Yeah.
But if I have a group of characters that represent everybody, you know, I don't want to like, I want to be able to say like, oh yeah, like my friend wants to be the Asian character. Is that, are we all cool with that? Or do we have an Asian friend who wants to be the Asian character?
Okay. Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, cosplay is you're playing your cost. It's based
it's
off of
fun.
Costume play. It's fun. And it's a way, it's an escapism. And it's, you know, just like when we watch cartoons or, you know, movies or TV shows or read comic books, we're trying to escape the reality and the horrors of the world, the real world. So when you want to put on a costume and become that character because you love that character, you relate to that character, like Selena Kyle, Catwoman, can relate to that character. The more growing up and learning more and more about her, mm-hmm. she's biracial. I'm biracial. Mm-hmm. We're the same height. We're not the same weight, but that's okay.
That doesn't matter.
She's part Cuban, and I'm like, so am I. And then just different. And I also just love all of her arcs in the DC world and mm-hmm. the dynamic she has with Batman. So mm-hmm. I do, you know, I like. And I also, as a makeup artist and like a creative artist, artistic person, I used to think I love the likeness of something in someone. Like, it's got to look exactly like this. But you know what? It really doesn't.
Yeah. I feel like this is such an interesting educational conversation, doing a callback to the intro about being educated today. Because I kind of in the middle of this topic category, because I don't actually know my makeup at all. I've never done 23andMe, so I have no idea like where I actually come from and my genetics. But when I did work for the Walt Disney World Company and I was in entertainment, I was a person who is scrutinized heavily because I portrayed two different characters of two different ethnicities through Disney's character animation storytelling. So if you don't know, I was first typecasted to be friends with Anna from Frozen. So Norwegian is what Arendelle's kind of softly based on. But later on, I was also looked at for an Arabic princess. And that created some kind of animosity because, one, people would ask me what I am, and I don't know. Unfortunately, I just haven't gotten around to it. It's never been something I needed to know as my identity. But I never felt, I don't know, I never felt like I was doing anything wrong because it wasn't my choice. I didn't sign up for it. So I feel like that's kind of where it's hard for me to, I guess, like, it's hard for me to sit here and be like, yeah, that's wrong, because like, I'm just an actor. I was told to do a job and I did the job and I didn't say no. But now, being a little bit older and a little bit more educated, I can see why people that go to the parks or maybe people who just happen to see photos might be a little bit turned off by that, because it's, I don't know, how can you be Norwegian and Arabic? Yeah. I don't know, but I would get compliments on both ends and it wasn't my job to stand up and, you know, say anything. I'm just the canvas playing the part. But I will say, getting back to what, you know, cosplay is a little different because you are choosing. You have the choice as the actor, as the creator, the builder, the makeup artist. And now it really does, like, even just hearing from you both really does educate me a lot more on what it's like being told by somebody else, you know, being put down for the character that you are cosplaying as, or being told only to stay in your bubble and in your lane. And both of those things are not okay. I don't know. It's such an interesting topic to get into, just because of like, where everybody comes from is going to be different, and where everybody feels like what is okay and what's not okay. I just think commenting on anybody's body is not okay at the end of the day.
Yeah, 100% in general.
Not okay. Yeah. Like, it's just, keep it to yourself. Don't write it as a comment. Like, feel that way somewhere else.
I mean, I think people have gotten better. You know, they've gotten a little bit better, a little bit wiser about it. It's,
yeah,
only so many comments online will people can get away with. And, you know, people are still behind a keyboard, behind a monitor, yeah, just saying whatever they want because they feel like this is my safe space. Mm-hmm. No one knows who I am. But I will also touch on, since I still have the oar, if you will.
Yeah,
in,
yeah,
the canoe. Another part of the gatekeeping, at least within, I've noticed, definitely within the last 10 years again, is resources and people making and building things and having better access to resources and materials and tools and parts and things to build and make really great cosplays. So, you know, back in the day, you used to have to go online or buy a bulk order of thermoplastic, aka Warbla, to get a discount and find it at a specialty shop or get it online. And now, mm-hmm, you know, to build armor. And now we have 3D printed stuff at our grasp on Etsy. You can make your own at home. Before, you'd have to commission people to make your super suits, and now you can just go online and get a sub-dyed suit for really quick, like really cheap.
Yeah.
And they look great. And the part of that gatekeeping when it comes to easily, like, commissioning someone to make something and do something for you, or easily finding those other resources to have somebody make something for you, there are some folks out there in the community who don't want to call you a cosplayer because you're not making your own costume.
Yeah.
And that is definitely a big, heavy topic of gatekeeping in the cosplay community that needs to go away.
Raise your hand if you've been victimized by gatekeepers. Regina George, you know? Mean Girls reference.
So when someone comes, I have a conversation with someone and they're like, oh, they're not really a real cosplayer because they're not making their things, I have to take pause and gather my thoughts and be like, okay, you're going to do a learn today, madam or sir, or they, them.
A learn.
They, them's the rules. Like, you're going to have to, like, why do you think that way? Like, why aren't they?
Who hurt you?
Who hurt you?
Yeah.
What did your therapist say when you told him that?
You.
But yeah, just,
I don't have one.
And that goes along with the, like, the mentality of, or just, conventions, and you're a cosplay guest, maybe you have better opportunities than others. And some people, there's still a lot of animosity, there's envy, there's jealousy, there's competition in terms of like the spotlight, the clicks, the likes, the views, the comments, being asked to be a guest at a show. You know, but there's also the like, well, they're not a real cosplayer because they didn't make that. But also, and I've learned, like, as a maker and a builder who's made their own costumes from completely from scratch and who's been able to, like, commission something to go with something I made because I don't really feel like making a fucking corset.
Yeah.
Or something. Like, some things
sometimes
I don't.
In the mood.
No. And I know many corset masters out there or people who are just the best with spandex, better than I can. And I've got myself into a position now where I'm like, you know what? I have been blessed with people wanting to just make me things to wear for them. Or I love to support my friends and their craft and their small businesses.
100%.
I am a sucker for that. Like, please take my money. Let me showcase something. I don't need the exposure clout exchange unless you want to do a collab.
Yeah.
You know, I don't ask for things like that. I would never go to someone and be like, give me this $500 item. I'll take five photos for you and everyone will, you'll get business. Like, if they come to me and they want to offer a thing like, hey, I'd love to send you some stuff to model, I'd be like, hell yeah, let's go. I'll do it. I will do it. Absolutely. Like, and I don't ever want to be paid to model.
Okay.
I don't need that. I like, I'll take the things. I don't want to be paid to model. Like, I'm easy. Like, if you throw in my parking, my gas, my feed me.
You just heard it feed here me. First. She's easy.
Oh, always easy, never sleazy. always easy, never sleazy. But yeah, like, it's just, there's a lot of different types of gatekeeping in the cosplay community. And it goes well beyond just looking at someone's body type, shape, size, color of their skin.
Yeah.
You know, color of their hair, any of those things. Or what their skill set is, you know? It's just, it's a wild world, and I think we've all gotten a little better.
Yeah, I'd say so.
We can definitely do better.
Yeah. I mean, I want to take a little seat in that canoe with the gatekeeping, but also the whole Amazon, like buying something off Amazon because it's so accessible. As much as I want to sit here and be like, yeah, I'm perfect. I've never had a thought like that where it's like a little gatekeepy, because like I'm not gonna lie, there's been a moment where I've been scrolling on social media and I see a girl that I personally know put on an outfit and is making like a TikTok, and I know they've never seen the show, you know, I know they don't know about the character because they've openly been like, they've openly confessed to me like, I don't get this whole cosplay thing, I just buy the outfits because I like them. But you know what I don't do? I don't leave a comment. I don't leave a negative comment. I don't, like, ridicule the girl. I take a step back and kind of go, you know what? She likes the outfit, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to take, you know what? Maybe she doesn't know the comic book about Wonder Woman. But does it really matter if she's having fun in the outfit? It doesn't. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
Because she's playing. Because she's cosplaying.
Exactly. And I think we've all seen somebody online that you're kind of like, that's not the name of the character. Ugh, you know, like you see somebody slip up, make a mistake, whatever.
Yeah.
But you have to stop yourself. Don't leave the comment. It's not hard. Don't leave the comment. Don't be an idiot. Not hard to not leave a hate comment. It's really not.
I will say I've been in your shoes before too, where I'm like, okay, I've known people personally who are like, oh, this big cosplay thing, it's getting a lot of traction. I saw these cosplay girls. They're blown up. They're popular. They're
getting, how do I get in?
Yeah. And they've tried, like, this is a favorite of mine. They tried the pinup route, and that didn't work out for them. Or they've tried the bikini modeling or the comic book booth, whatever, or whatever it is that they're doing. Mm-hmm. And they see the pop. And it's like this with anything. Like,
yeah.
Someone's like, oh, TikTok's blowing up. I should get on there and start doing that. It's like, cool, exactly. Cosplay's blowing up. I should get on there and start doing that. And they jump into it and they start doing the Amazon cosplays, or they're just throwing together the Disney bound style closet yep. cosplays, and they're putting looks together, and it's, they don't know anything about the IP, the characters or the content. But then sometimes they pivot and they're like, you know what? I really enjoy this. I'm mm-hmm. going to go watch the show. I'm going to go read this comic book or play this radio game or watch that anime or whatever. And then, you know, the glow up is incredible because now yeah. they like, they're part of your fandom. Then you can have a conversation
exactly.
with them about the show. And if someone is, and that's the other thing about the community is like, you see other people cosplaying characters that you love and hold dear mm-hmm. or, and that's a great conversation starter. Like, oh my gosh, like, I love your Samus cosplay. Mm-hmm. I had never played the video game, but I think it's really, really dope. How do you like the game?
Yeah.
I'm going to go check it out now. Thanks. Or when they ask you, what are you dressed as? You're like, mm-hmm. oh, it's so-and-so. Or same with a mashup. That's my favorite. I love mashups.
Yeah.
No. You educate them and they educate you. And then you're just expanding the world and there's more fans. And then you make a friend. And now you yeah. guys, it's really nice. So it's, I don't give people too much, like, mm-hmm. I give them some slack. Like, you know
don't
what? You don't
grief.
Have to like the thing. Because half the time, sometimes they're doing it, if they're a content creator, they're doing it because it's relevant at the time. There's something big happening right now. Like, oh, they're, you know, Echo from Marvel, that mm-hmm. series or movie is coming out. You're going to see nothing but 99% cosplayers doing content from that.
Yeah,
some
yeah.
of them don't know anything about it. But yeah. they're doing it for the clout. They're doing it for the algorithm, the clicks, the whatever, the hashtags. That is okay. Some of these people, that's their business. That's their brand. They need to do that. Maybe they'll actually check out the IP. Maybe mm-hmm. they won't. But who cares? It's
right.
not hurting you.
That's why it's okay to have that fleeting moment of like, I've heard them say they know nothing about Spider-Man. Why are they dressed up like Gwen Stacy? It's okay to have that moment in your head.
Yeah.
But then you like the photo.
Yeah.
Leave a positive comment. Like, it looks great on you. Move on with your day.
But you made a good point. Someone likes the costume.
Exactly.
There's so many costumes out yes. there. Characters. I'm like, I am as a creative builder, I'm like, I'm going to make that. I know
nothing about
that,
it. Yeah.
But I want to make that because I know how I would build and make that. And then
yeah.
that piques my interest. And I don't feel like I have to know the IP to dress up as something.
Not at all.
I've been hired to wear things before that mm-hmm. I don't know anything about. And I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
And I don't feel any shame or weirdness about it.
The timeline you created just like a moment ago of like, they wore the outfit because they liked it to now I want to watch the
yes.
movie or read the comic book is exactly why gatekeeping really just needs to go. Because even just liking the outfit or wearing it because you thought it was fun or you see cosplay is popular right now and you just want to throw on the outfit, see what it's like, mm-hmm. that's okay. It's 100%
yeah.
okay. And I think that's what scares people out of the community is because gatekeeping is so relevant. So
it's still there. Just the online bullies. Just a new form
lost.
Of bullying.
Yeah.
That's all. Just another way of it.
Get lost, gatekeepers.
Get lost. Goodbye.
Get lost.
Yeah. Cosmo, what's your thoughts on all this?
Gatekeeping.
Yeah.
You know, before I was like discouraged because of that comment. It's like, oh, Black Dante.
Mm.
And then I start to realize because I was a little bit older at the time. So I'm just like.
Ripe age of 32.
Ripe age of 32, yeah.
You gotta be ripe.
I don't know.
We are fruit. We are fruity.
But literally, I just realized about the other people out there that don't have that backbone or, you know, that. Mm. I'm like, I might as well just go out there and just do it.
Yeah.
I could take an insult. And I think I'm a lot better now because before I would interject with somebody and like, well, you listen here, you son of a blah, 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 blah. I'm like, maybe I should calm down because I'm older than this kid and this kid's just a kid and doesn't know any better. So
yeah.
who am I to be the parent to him, you know? So I sit there and I do what I can and hopefully I encourage somebody that's in my same predicament and
mm-hmm.
just like, well, hey, Cosmo, do it. So
yeah.
So that's my... That's my take on that. But yeah, they're always going to be trolls and
mm-hmm.
there's nothing else you can do about it unless they're in front of your face. And if they're in front of your face doing it, I say you should just pull them to the side and correct them.
Yeah.
But in a peaceful manner.
Yeah.
You know, nothing violent
yeah.
or anything like that. Yeah.
Set them straight.
Listen here. But yeah, that's my thing. So.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree with what you're saying. Like, be the example.
Yeah.
I talk about it all the time on Instagram that so many things are bigger than us. Like, gatekeeping is like a perfect example that of course there's going to be people who do it, but if you are the person who makes the change and breaks the mold. Yeah, you're just one person, but then your influence, even if you only have one follower or two followers, I bet you got friends. If you make the change and you speak up, then it encourages other people to speak up.
And don't gatekeep the franchise.
Yeah. 100%. Okay. Ugh.
It's funny that you say that about bringing up and say having a backbone and saying something. Because, I mean, if you were to ask me that question like 10 years ago or 15 years ago when YouTube was a thing and just came out and in its infancy, mm-hmm. and people were reading comments and was like, oh, the whole thing was don't feed the trolls. Mm-hmm. And I don't hear anybody say that really much anymore.
Yeah.
Because people are standing up mm-hmm. and they're like coming together more as a community. And it's not necessarily the folks who come along, like the super fans who are like, going to go attack other cosplayers or other content creators or whatever. It's like someone gives you, you know, is bullying you or gatekeeping you on your, you know, as a post on commenting on your post. And you that's when you can go in and step aside and go to your friends and be like, hey, this guy's commenting on yep. this thing. I don't need you guys to go in there and like start, you know, doxing this person or like,
yeah,
don't.
Whoa.
You know, because some people get crazy. Some people don't cry. Some people do. Some people in their own way.
A little different way.
Super Delulu. padded room Delulu. but like, we don't, I'm not trying to like, let's just push the violence and like, don't mirror the person doing that. It's kind of just like,
yeah.
Go in and defend and fight for the cause that's good and that's right and that's just in the world. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, the whole like, be the change you want to see. It's like, cool. What does that mean? What does that mean? I think it's objective and I think, or no, it's subjective and it's different to everybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's okay to feed the trolls sometimes. Because honestly, sometimes they'll just curl up and crawl back into their little holes. And you know what? That block button.
Oh, it's satisfying.
It's powerful.
You know, I like
block
to leave.
Delete, block, bye.
I get bad comments sometimes on my TikToks and I just leave them there. I put like a smiley face or a
thumbs up.
Yeah. I was like, cool. Like positive, you don't like it.
The good positive reinforcement. Yeah. You toxic positivity person, you.
But I leave it up there and I keep on continuing making content.
It's
even though
funny,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, just to show.
Not gonna stop. Yeah, and they exist. Those people are out there because, again, as Cosmo stated once, like, who hurt you? Like, someone hurt them. Maybe they were so discouraged from the community at one time, and they just don't know how to
deal.
Yeah, but if they're ever wanted to come back into the community, I welcome them with open arms.
Yeah,
here's an Amazon link to that cosplay you want.
The best way to deal with, the best way to deal with somebody that's in your face doing it or saying it, even though they're not knowing that they're constructively criticizing you, is just stop with a calm voice like, "Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Do you, yeah. I mean, how's your day going? Mm-hmm. Something you want to talk about? Get off your chest. We can talk to the side, be like, you know.
Compassion.
Yeah, compassion.
Yeah.
Kill them with that.
Because again, you don't know what's happening in other people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they don't know what's happening in your life. And it's unfortunate and it's sad and it sucks, but sometimes they will say the wrong thing to someone who they don't know what's happening in their life. And that could change their whole, that person could walk away from their passion and their love of cosplay and whatever they want to do because someone said something that really triggered them.
Right.
And we don't want that.
Speaking of triggering, I actually have a Delulu, but I'm going to keep it brief though, because I could go on forever about what my Delulu is this week, but it is in the same vein as cosplay. So I did want to add this to, cause I think this kind of makes sense. So we're talking about gatekeeping and we primarily only focused on online gatekeeping, but I've actually witnessed it in person at a con many a time. And I just wanted to take a second to talk a little bit about decorum at a con, because I think it's so easy to tell people what not to do, but we don't really give them the tools of what to do.
Yeah.
For quick, brief example is I recently was at a con where a guest approached me and asked me if I was at the con alone. They were trying to ask it in a very nice, sincere way, but what made me feel a little Delulu after that interaction was the way that they approached me and spoke to me was very off-putting and kind of dangerous. So I just wanted to kind of throw out there that if you are going to talk to somebody at a con, maybe try to think of the way you want to ask them a question in a more appropriate manner, just by saying something like, hey, I really like your cosplay. You look really great. Where are your friends? You know, or like there's other ways to ask certain things. Just maybe not right out of the gate, for one. Saying hi to somebody, saying that you like their cosplay, maybe ask for their Instagram, I think is a little bit more appropriate rather than asking them if they're alone. at the con. It's a little, you know, kind of a lot. And also another decorum thing that came up recently for me was finding a way to get someone's phone number at a con after you like their cosplay and then asking them for their phone number. Maybe let's not do that. I think Instagram is the most appropriate way that if you love somebody's outfit, you think their energy's great, you're having a good time, ask to follow them on Instagram or X or any other platform instead of going right out of the gate asking for a phone number. Again, it's just kind of off-putting. It's a lot at first. And also, in the vein of gatekeeping, don't quiz people on the cosplay they're wearing, please. It's a little rude.
It's rude. Totally rude.
I especially get asked a lot if I really like Pokemon. And no, I can't name all 5,000 of them right here, right now for you.
That was my next question.
I knew it. So just, you know, I think just going at people at conventions or anywhere in life with a little bit more kindness and a little bit more awareness and sensitivity is the way to go. I understand that maybe you feel like you know someone, especially if you see them online a lot, if you're following them, supporting them, just, you know, have a little sense of this is their first time meeting you in person too. And just, you know, take a deep breath. It's okay. You're allowed to get excited, but really think about what you're saying, because sometimes those small interactions can really make someone question their safety, but also make them just feel a little uncomfortable. So just, you know, think about what you're going to say to people and take a deep breath. And we appreciate when people are excited to meet us. Don't quiz us, please. Please, no question, like no quizzing.
I'll be like the person that's like, hi, I'm actually a real fan of this thing. Quiz me. Pop quiz me. Let's go. Let's go.
Chrissy wants the challenge. I'm like, you know.
Manners maketh the con.
I mean, it is interesting when I go back and forth between fans, like, mm-hmm. Just a loose general like fan and the super fans.
Yeah.
And we know who our super fans are. And I love my super fans. They're loyal. They're there. They comment. They support. They're encouraging.
Yeah.
And like the thing about parasocial relationships and looking at people that you follow and that you're fans of, whether they're a fictional character in a movie or a video game or show, versus someone you only know online, you only follow online, you only know their online content or how they represent themselves online. You know, you don't know someone really in person,
right?
Because on Instagram, TikTok, and all that, they're there to create content that is entertaining and or educational or whatever the case may be. So you don't really know how they are when they turn that camera off and they go back to their lives or their jobs or their families or their friends or whatever their struggles are, whatever's going on in their lives. So it's – speaking of decorum, if you are going to go up to someone and, like, you know, ask them how they are, ask them how they're doing – you know, refer to a video they'd posted or something like, oh, how's your cat doing? Or how did that job turn out? That's all really fine. Like, try to stick to, like, the script in a weird way of what they're putting online.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we don't have it in us to, like, have an intimate, detailed, specific, private conversation with our fans or people who enjoy our work.
Yeah.
And it's also, it's none of your business.
It's
just not. Respect the people that you admire and you love and make them feel safe and comfortable first and foremost.
Rule of thumb, go to cons. Have a good time. Don't be a creep.
Don't be a creep. You know,
go and have a good time.
Leave the creeping to us.
Yeah. Like, just, we heavily encourage more people to come to cons. And of course, come talk to us and say hello. Just maybe don't ask if we're alone. Don't ask for our phone number. And, you know, get to know us, chit-chat, hang out. Love people.
Ask about what we're wearing, what video games or what, you know, do you play Pokemon Go? I know you're a Pikmin fan.
I am. Pikmin Go, yeah.
Like, what productions am I working on? Like, what body paint did I use for XYZ? I love chatting shop. Love it.
Yeah. Come say hi. We'd love to see you at any con.
Ask for a photo. And please, real quick, don't just go in and take a photo when we're in the middle of something. Always ask us. Never when we're eating.
Cosplay is not consent.
Cosplay is not consent.
Well, I hope those of you that are out there watching really feel like you can see into our brains a little bit more, because Chrissy has been in the cosplay community for a long time, as has Cosmo. So they both are very well educated on not even like the history of cosplay, but just like decorum overall. So hopefully you have a better understanding of where our DeLulus come from in this canoe. Chrissy, where can our lovely audience members find you
on social media? Miss Chrissy Lynn across the board. My name does have two N's in it, but on social media, it's just MISSCHRISSYLYN on Instagram. TikTok's probably the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can see a lot of my – I'm on your channel.
I tag you a lot. Quite a bit.
Yes. And then Bat in the Sun, I'm on an episode of The Cosmo Show, so check Woo. That out.
Yeah. Yes, be sure to subscribe to The Cosmo Show as well. Yes. Thank you so much for watching this episode with us. Let us know in the comments below if you have any cosplay questions or just questions in general or topics you would love us to talk about, guests you'd like to have us on, or just your thoughts. We'd like to see in your brain as well. Let us take a little peek. But that is it for this episode of this week. Thank you for riding in the Delulu canoe with us. Don't forget to subscribe and stay a little Delulu till your dreams come true, Lulu. Maybe that's the outro.
I love Woo! The outro.
I like it. I love it.
Don't forget to subscribe and ring that bell.